This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
One moment in one game where it is, we are scuffling, and there are moments in the season, in a series, in a game, whatever, you need to salvage the moment to kind of get the ship right back on track.
And it was the opposite effect with Arizona, right? They got their foot in the door and they didn't look back. Zach Allen goes seven innings strong, five hits, just the one earned run, two runs given up in total, 10 strikeouts, easily one of his best starts of the season for a guy that has been struggling mightily, but you wouldn't know it from yesterday. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Again, in this hour, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, two opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets to the California Classic this weekend. We're going to give away a pack for Saturday, and then also a pack for Sunday. Two opportunities for two lucky listeners between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this hour. So, Joe, Bob Melvin talked about that option getting picked up before the game. We're going to get into that. We're going to get to Will and Marin here in a second. Before we go to Will and Marin, I want to go to Bob Melvin. This sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. Before the game yesterday, reacting to Buster Posey picking up his option to manage next year.
Yeah, it means a lot. We feel like, you know, other than the stretch we've been going through here recently, we feel like we've, you know, got a good thing going here. We've signed some impactful guys that are going to be here. We've traded for guys. We have a nucleus going forward, and to be able to be part of that is a big deal for me, especially in the Bay Area and San Francisco.
So that was Bob Melvin before the game yesterday. As we go to Will in Marin, and the caption just says, worried about Bo Mel. Will, good morning. You're on the morning roast. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's not that I'm necessarily fed up with Bob Melvin, but I just kind of see repetitive management from him. Sam made a very good point, too, about what I'm going to bring up, that there was. He did kind of have a little bit more of a disgruntled roster, but I don't understand how you're 82-80 when you have Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis, you make a trade for Juan Soto, you have Manny Machado, and even Hyesung Kim had a great year. Your pitching staff was Blake Snell, Seth Lugo, Darvish, Michael Wacha, Nick Martinez, one of the better swingmans in the MLB, and Joe Musgrove, and you go 82-80. Like, I don't understand that. And, like, with this, and Sam also made another good point, with the Giants, you don't have that disgruntlement. Everybody has your back, but it's the same story. It's the same song and dance. It's the same thing. And, like, I get it. Sometimes when teams have beef, you know, that can be hard. But you know what? Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent were holding hands, you know, skipping down the yellow brick road often, but they made it to a World Series. Did they win it? No, they came up short. That sucked. But my thing is that it seems that if the guy has talent or not, there's just no excuse from it. It just seems like it's a mirror of what he's doing in San Diego. And it's like, I do feel that the Giants are a little bit better, but you're only as good as what your coach trots out there or the decisions that he makes. Like, how do you fall asleep on seven straight balls with a rookie? It's kind of like what Steinmetz was talking about yesterday with Birdsong. It's almost as if like he's destroying him on purpose. Like he gets the first two outs against the Marlins, and then you have your rookie who's possibly on an innings limit who's showing fatigue go hit a player. Like, no, get him out of the inning. Have a reliever hit the player. Like, what is he doing? Like, that proved nothing. That didn't do anything to help us. And what I'm saying is, like, cool, he's going to be here. I'm not going to cry about it, but I'm also not going to get excited if we make more trades after this offseason or we get some stuff, because he's had potent rosters and done absolutely nothing. Thank you, guys.
Good call.
Willem Morin.
We're getting
was that referencing Sam Lubman, by the way? Were you guys a little chatting back then? Look at that. Thumbs up from Sam.
We're getting texts. So I have a friend, Jameson, who lives in San Diego, diehard Padre fan. And he texts me all the time. And he like laughed when we picked up Bob Melvin.
Well,
just laughed.
Real quick on this, because Will wants to go to that last season. He did take the Padres to the NLCS. I'd want to like make that clear. He did defeat the Dodgers, who had won 111 games that season in the playoffs. So let's like, if we're going to be fair here, yeah, he had that bad season, 82-80. He did take him to the NLCS in their first playoff berth in what, like 20-plus years it felt like, since 06? Yeah, something ridiculous like that. So let's give him some credit. Do you give him any credit for that?
Of course.
Of course.
No one is saying he's the worst manager of all time.
I feel
time.
Like we're kind of saying that today. It feels like that a little bit. We're all saying he's the worst.
Time out. What do we do to Steve Kerr? He's a four-time champion. What do we do to Steve Kerr?
Well, it's wrong then. It doesn't make it right that we're doing it now to Bob Melvin if it's wrong for Steve Kerr then, too.
No, this,
why do we do
the
that?
The job is critical analysis. That's what I do. Like, Shanahan, Steve Kerr, Gabe Kapler, and now Bob Melvin. Like, that's, I'm not going to lie to people. I'm telling you how I feel and what my baseball principles are. And there are moments in time where I come on here and look, if no one else, if everyone's just going to wave pom-poms, he's a great guy. He's a Bay Area native. All I'm giving you are my baseball critical thinking skills. That's what I'm giving you on a day. It's the same with Shanahan. I love Shanahan. I think Shanahan's a great coach. But when Shanahan refuses to go for it and has Jake Moody come out and kick a field goal from 62 yards away when he should have went for it on 4th-and-2, yeah, I'm critical. Yes, I am. That's what the job is.
Or if he goes for it and it's a fullback dive. That's the worst. I feel like he does that all the time on 4th-and-short. Oh, I can't wait for football season coming up here in the next month.
Joe,
the Giants got to carry us to that point, Joe.
Joe, we critiqued Bruce Bochy at the end, saying Dave Roberts was running circles around him, right? So, like, that's what we do as fans. That's what we do. If you're not doing this as a fan, you're tripping. Like, why are you going to the lefty here? Why are you going to the righty here? Why are you pitching here? We've been doing that since the beginning of baseball, all right? And so we're going to continue to do it. So why are we hard on Bob Melvin? Because nobody else is. Because you got a bunch of beat writers who refuse to be critical and ask follow-up questions. And so I come on here every day and I go, well, why wasn't this asked? Why didn't we go here? Why are we going there? And instead it's like, well, we're going to do that. So come on, man. So, yeah, I get a little frustrated on behalf of the fans.
888-957-9570 is the number. Talking Bob Melvin after his option got picked up yesterday from Buster Posey. So we heard from Bomell before the game. Let's hear him after the game, a game in which you were so damn frustrated with him, Joe, in regards to Hayden Birdsong. Here is the skipper talking about what went wrong with Hayden Birdsong yesterday.
It's been a couple times now where he's hit a period there where he loses a strike zone for a little while. For a while there were some big misses. He looked really good for a few innings, then he throws a couple balls in a row, and you know, I think it was 10 in a row or whatever it is. So that's more probably mental than anything, in my opinion. And like I said, he started out okay, recovered from it a little bit afterwards, but that was a key period in the game.
Which is why I'm losing my mind this morning. He even said it, like, there's been times in the last couple starts where he's lost it. But, hello, Bob, go out there. Like, okay, if you see that coming, all right, if you see that coming, what do you do? Are you proactive or are you reactive?
You get the pitching coach out there immediately. You know what I always love?
Get your own self out there.
You know who my favorite pitching coach is? And it doesn't have to do with anything about X's and O's, and he might not even be the best. Mike Maddux. I love
him when he was a pitcher.
No, but I love what he does. You know what he does, right? When he goes out there, what does he do every time he goes to see a pitcher?
What does he do?
He puts his hand on the pitcher's shoulder.
Yeah, there's every a physical touch, yeah.
Not a lot of people do that. Well, no, but it's his own little unique thing. He gets a feel for the guy.
Yeah.
He gets a pulse for them, and I think it grounds the player. And I'm a big believer in that.
Well, it sounds silly hitting Alex Smith and getting them all hyped up.
I believe in that.
You're right.
I believe in that.
I agree with you.
I think it grounds people and it like snaps them out of something, because when I keep hearing about focus being an issue, so like mentally his brain's all over, how could he not? His brain's all over the place. He's a young player. He's trying to keep his job in the rotation. He doesn't want to go sent back to Sacramento, Joe. Like, this is a big deal for him, and he knows he struggled the last couple starts. So, like, going out there, and if it is from the skipper, I do think that means something more than if it's just the pitching coach or the catcher.
This is also on Bailey, though. I want to make this clear.
A little bit, yeah.
Players, look, it's on Birdsong, right? Throw strikes. But it's also on Bailey. Like, when you're a young catcher, whether you're youth, high school, college, hey, man, save me, because you only allowed one trip out to the bull, to the mound, and then after that, if you go back out there a second time, you have to remove that player from the game. That is the rule, mm-hmm. for those that don't know. And so your catcher can call timeout and go out there and talk to him as well. All right. And so to me, I think this is also on Bailey. Like, Bailey, get up, go out there. How many times did I watch Mike Socha, Mike Matheny, Kurt Manwaring, Yorbit Torrealba, for crying out loud, go out there and put their arm around somebody's shoulder, put the glove up and say, hey, man, let's go. Relax. Yeah. What pitch do you trust right now to get a strike? You know?
Just go Buster Posey. There you go. Like, the guy that is synonymous with catching here in the Bay Area, one of the greatest catchers of his generation. All right, so we heard from the skipper. Let's hear from the player himself. Hayden Birdsong, where's your confidence at, buddy?
It's fine. It's just frustrating. I keep doing the same thing over and over again. But obviously our bats were getting early runs, and then the last couple starts have just been giving it up as soon as we have a lead. So something to work on.
Now, does that sound like a guy that everything's just fine? Does that sound like
it? The kid needs somebody in his corner to, clearly, yes, his confidence is shaken. Would you agree?
It just sounds, yeah.
And he was frustrated on the mound. You could tell. He was like, ugh, like mad at himself. Look, I'm not making too much of this. I'm telling you guys, dude, I watch every Giants game. Last night, fourth inning, go back, watch it again. We'll play the sound again. You could see it coming a mile away. I was losing my mind.
Here's more from Birdsong on the mental impact of that performance.
Maybe. That has to be. I don't know how to flip that, but it needs to flip soon. So it's getting annoying.
He is dejected. He sounds like he's on the verge of tears. No, seriously, like the way I like hear listening to his voice, it's trembling.
We've talked about this a little. I don't think we understand enough as an audience, as a fandom, as media members, sports psychology. It's so big. And that's just so big.
That being said, it highlights just how important the start is. And for a guy like Landon Roop, continue to do what he's going to do. Because I got to be honest, like, talking about the wheels falling off of the offense right now, I'm waiting for the wheels to fall off eventually of Landon Roop, and that might sound pessimistic. I'm just going with what history has shown me, and history has shown me he hasn't pitched this many innings ever in his career.
I'm as skeptical as you.
I'm skeptical as hell. They need him. They can't afford this guy to start struggling, because if he starts struggling, then you got Birdsong. You're not getting a whole hell of a lot with Verlander. He's been okay. I think his best start happened last time against the White Sox. But Verlander's Verlander.
But Verlander was talking to the kid, that's why he's on. So, like, I know, like, everyone's, like, crazy about Verlander. That's why he's on this team. When he came back into that dugout, he was talking to him.
Which is why, as we're going to pivot at one point, not yet, to the Golden State Warriors, and there's a player out there that I think could do a lot of good, even if he's on the bench the entire year, Joey. That might be one Damian Lillard. We'll get into that at some point, because there is some rumblings that the Warriors could potentially have some interest in Oakland's own Dame Lillard. We'll get into that. Plus, an update to the genie of the lamp. Mystery guest has been moved from 8:30 to 8 o'clock. Yep, 8 o'clock. Genie of the lamp. Okay. Mystery guest.
I'm surprised.
Plus, coming up next segment, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, your opportunity to win a 4-pack of tickets to the California Classic, which is going to be this weekend at Chase Center Saturday and Sunday. We got a 4-pack of tickets for both of those days, so two lucky listeners will win some 4-packs then. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Valvoline. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Four packs of tickets to give away for the California Classic this weekend at Chase Center. Again, when you hear this sounder, you're going to be the fifth caller on the contest line, and you will score tickets for the games on July 5th. That's on this Saturday. And if you miss that chance, just 15 minutes later, you're going to hear the same sounder. Be the fifth caller, and you're going to score some tickets to see the games on Sunday the 6th. And for all your tickets at Chase Center, go to chasecenter.com. So be listening again between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, when we come back from that segment, we got our mystery guest for Genie in the Lamp. Chasky doesn't know who it is. I don't know who it is. Sam must know who it is because he's going to call the person. But I'm excited for that. Plus this or that in the 9 o'clock hour. We're reacting to, though, just another brutal game from the Giants offense, from the pitching staff, 8-2 the final, as the Giants now look to just split the series. That's the best case scenario in Arizona as they are going to be wrapping up this road trip in the coming days in Sacramento. And the A's, all of a sudden, they just took their series against the Rays. So they're going to be welcoming, or I should say the A's will be welcoming the Giants team. That's going to be a little more beleaguered. And the A's feeling good about themselves and their bats. And they do have bats in you know, Sacramento. I was going to call them Oakland. I don't even know what they are anymore. So you want to split this series, Joe? Can you do that starting with Landon Roop today? Can you?
Can we have a conversation about someone?
Who?
Patrick Bailey.
What's the conversation?
The conversation is, I mean, we have overrated his defense. This whole pitch framing conversation is kind of insane to me. I like him. I do think he's a good defensive player. Not a great one, a good one. I think he's good. He's got a good arm. But there are times with the one knee down where he just lets balls go right by him. It's very odd. There's little things about handling the staff, like yesterday, going out and talking to Birdsong. Like, that's still a work in progress. He's a young guy. He's only 26 years old. His first 2 years in the bigs, okay, he hit 7 home runs and batted .233. And then hit 8 home runs and batted 234. Just for giggles, Madison Bumgarner as a hitter.
Oh, no.
In 2014, batted 258 with four home runs and 247 with five home runs in consecutive years. Literally, Bumgarner was as good, if not better, of a hitter for 2 years than Bailey was his first 2 years in the league, which is an insane sentence.
That's sad, actually, is what that is.
Now, this year, Pat Bailey, who's been better in the last eight games, batting 210, is a 193 hitter with one home run. Now, yesterday, he got drove a run home by hitting a ground ball. Run ends up scoring. That's a good situational at-bat. I'll take that. But he's given me very little. I mean, just very little. And yesterday, he has a pass ball on a very routine pitch, just a simple pitch, and guy gets a free 90 feet, base hit, that guy scores. Like, those are the little things right now that are really harming the Giants.
He has 189 plate appearances. All right? This is Patrick Bailey here. So some of the other catchers around the National League, I'm just going to stick to the National League here, that have more than him. Pedro Páez of the St. Louis Cardinals, not a really household name. Will Smith, Augustin Ramirez,
Smith,
who we just saw.
He's a monster.
He is. JT Realmuto, who's been one of the best catchers in baseball for quite some time.
10 years,
right?
Maybe.
William Contreras, the household name. He's been pretty good.
Was a free agent.
Hunter Goodman having a good year, no pun intended there, for the Colorado Rockies, actually. He's batting .287 this year now, Coors Field. That helps him there. But again, 14 home runs I'm seeing. Augustin Ramirez, who's having a hell of a year for Miami. They've won eight in a row. 12 home runs. Will Smith, 10 home runs. Sean Murphy, a guy that he's not batting a high batting average, but just give me some pop. I'm not asking Patrick Bailey, to your point, Joe, to give me, 250, because we know that catching's down in what is already a down era right now in batting average. The good catchers are few and far between. Can you get me some pop? That's all you're asking right now, I'm pretty sure, right? Because Madison Bumgarner, as a pitcher, was giving you more as a hitter than Patrick Bailey's giving you right now. If he's not doing anything defensively, then what are you giving me? Speaking of which, and you were, ripping your hair out yesterday on the drop balls. Bob Melvin spoke about it after the game.
It's one of the better framers in the game, but, that was three runs there for the most part. And, there has to be a period or an area where you can't go after that. You just got to catch it because, at least tonight the ramifications were big.
And Bob Melvin, a former catcher, knows that. And he's going to be extra hard on those people, just like Buster Posey. And again, is that a position that you can maybe, again, it's a very scarce position. Can you be targeting a catcher,
Joe,
right?
The reality is they've got a shortstop, they've got a left fielder, they got a third baseman, and they have a DH. Now, we will see. It's to be determined on first base. So I'm going to cross that one off. I think they need second base, center field, right field, catcher.
And that's just...
I'm talking long term.
Long term, okay. Not just the deadline. I was like, I don't think you can get all those players.
No. I'm talking about of your everyday players. I think you need a center... Jung-Hoo Lee is just... Unless he comes back and completely flips the script, which I just have a hard time seeing currently, I think center field, right field, catcher, and second base.
I'm looking right now. Joey Bart, obviously the one that you sent away. He's in Pittsburgh. I mean, we know about Pittsburgh's offense. It's god-awful. He's hitting basically the same amount of home runs, just one. RBIs, it's in favor of Patrick Bailey. I think the offense in Pittsburgh is just so much more worse than it is in San Francisco, which is really saying something, by the way. He's batting .243, though. So the contact is there for Joey Bart, a guy that you felt like you didn't need at all. You moved away from him. I would like to have him as a backup right now. Hell, he might even be your starter at this point. And I think defensively, everyone said, oh, Bailey's just so much better. Was he that much better than Joey Bart? I wonder. Again, it's a moot point. You're not bringing him back. It is what it is. But it just highlights, when things aren't going well, everything else gets magnified
mm-hmm.
on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Birdsong, whether it's Verlander, whether it's Logan Webb, no one's above criticism right now in the San Francisco Giants. No one. Even the manager, Bob Melvin, who we're talking about today. Why? Because he got his option picked up yesterday. He's going to be managing next year. Well, we'll see if he's going to be managing next year. They get picked up the contract for next year. And Buster Posey spoke about it. I want to get to some more of what Bo Mel said before the game about it, Joe. But continue.
Bo Mel's not the end-all, be-all on why they're struggling. I can have my own opinion on he's not the guy for me long-term.
Sure.
That's fine. That's a different conversation. I think this team is, it's way better than they were last year in terms of like stability of the franchise and moving forward, my optimism level. You have Devers, you have Chapman, you have Adames, you have Ramos. That's a lot. Now we'll see if Eldridge can become something. That's a lot. Like, think about where you were last year. You had nobody under a long-term contract of those guys that I referenced. But you're still really far away. And I think I overreacted in the first month of the season thinking that this team could compete for one of the and get to the playoffs this year. I think that's probably too far away. And what sucks is that you got Robbie Ray coming up as a free agent. That, and if you lose him, you know, now you're going back to we have more holes.
That was an interesting thing you brought up last hour, the Robbie Ray scenario and all this, when, you know, the trade deadline is what, the end of this month, the 30th of July, I want to say. If you're hovering around 500, like, do you consider trading Robbie Ray as a rental player for someone else, right? Like, do you consider that?
I think
it's tough,
this
right?
This is why, Joe, why did last night break me? Because I'm looking at the calendar and I go, you got the A's that are going to play this like it's their World Series. You've got the Phillies and the Dodgers and then the All-Star break. All right, now think about this.
I wonder if the A's are going to play this like their World Series because most of those players, like Tony, they barely played in Oakland, so I don't even know if it's a rivalry anymore. Continue, though.
Well, I mean, you got to think of it from the standpoint of basically you're going to get yourself to July 17th. That's the All-Star break. And from there, you've only got about 2 weeks and you have to make a decision on buying or selling.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're not that far off from that. And I know it's July 2nd, Joe, relax. Okay, again, Diamondbacks, divisional foe. You've already lost two to them. You have two more against them. Then you get the A's. Then it's the Phillies, then it's the Dodgers. Then it's a week off, and then you have 2 weeks. So we're looking at about 3.5 weeks of baseball. So I do think all of these wins and losses and how it looks and everything is going to factor into, is this team worth buying and doubling down more on? I think it's a fair question.
By the way, they are playing the A's in a couple days here. Former Giant, he's catching for the A's right now. They got Shea Langeliers, he's back. He's obviously the starting guy. But Austin Wins having a good year. I know you scoff, Joe. Like, that's a guy that you, if you feel like you want a catcher, like at least some depth there, he's going to give you some pop. He's got five jacks this year. He's batting .282 and 78 at-bats. I know it's a smaller sample size. I know you're scoffing. You're shaking your head.
No, it's like we're opining for Austin Wins. That's how bad the position
stop!
Has been.
No, .282 on the Giants. He's batting .282.
Oh, I know.
That's nothing to scoff at. He'd be the best Giants hitter.
Yeah, but right? What happens with some of those role players is that if they get plugged into an everyday spot, this is what kind of where Yaz is, they'll be good for, you know, stretches, and then they regress back to their
mean. In this scenario, again, he'd be splitting time with Patrick Bailey. He wouldn't be able fully
what I would say
on.
To you is, come this draft, which is going to be right around the corner here, this MLB draft, I think they need two or three catchers in this draft.
Wow. Just doubling down. It's like the Niners on defense in their last draft. You're just going all in on the catching position.
Do you feel confident?
Well, that sucks just because you spent so much draft capital on Patrick Bailey and Joey Bart, and then those guys have just been busted.
And that's 4, 5, 6 years ago.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's 2025. Like Bart was drafted in 2018.
You were hoping like those guys could pan out. And I'm with you.
And no doubt. There's no doubt.
Bob Melvin, before the game yesterday, as we're talking about his option getting picked up, it's a big storyline. And I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. Was it the right move from Buster Posey to pick up his option? 888-957-9570. Bo Mel, on the timing of this extension being picked up.
Kind of speaks to who Buster is, that he knows what a grind this is, and he knows how hard we wear it, myself and the coaching staff. So it doesn't surprise me. It's probably unique as far as the timing goes, but it doesn't surprise me with him. He's been very supportive of us as a staff. Our dialogue has been very good from spring training till now. We aligned on how we see things and where this team and organization are going. So it's very much appreciated by me and the staff as well.
The timing of it, Joe, do you find it to be a little like, I don't know, Buster Posey sees the team struggling. He wants to, you know, get in front of this before it turns into something ugly, whether it's from the media, whether it's from us here, what have you, and be like, no. He's got my vote of confidence, the dreaded vote of confidence, and he's going to be fine the rest of the season. It's not something we're going to discuss. How did you find the timing of all this?
who in the
is their worst? Like, why not do this a couple weeks ago?
Who in the media was even asking him about being in a lame duck season?
I don't know.
Has anyone?
We are the media.
No one has asked him that.
We're the media.
That's my point.
No one's asked him.
Has anyone discussed it on air? I listen to everything on both stations.
No, we sleep usually, and I'm usually sleeping on like contracts when it comes to managers and coaches, because so many times these guys sign extensions.
It means nothing.
And then the next year they're gone. Oh, John Gruden on line one, $100 million, like 3 years into it, gone. See you later.
Chip Kelly.
Exactly.
Jim Tom Sula were both getting paid simultaneously.
Exactly.
While Shanahan was hired for three straight years.
Exactly. So that happens left and right in sports.
But like, I guess my question is, if nobody in the media was talking about it, was something going on in the clubhouse?
Well,
I mean, like, why else would you do this? Were these guys talking in the clubhouse?
I don't think so, because they're two leaders on the, like, the everyday lineup, and then the pitching staff, Logan Webb saying, quote, everyone in this clubhouse has his back the whole time, and then Matt Chapman saying, quote, I'm so pumped for him, he deserves it. So, I don't think so.
What are they going to say? I'm really ticked that they extended him.
Is it possible that Buster's maybe just kind of doing this to take heat off of Bob Melvin just for the time being?
But as we just established, Sam, I'm like, is there a lot of heat on Bob Melvin right now?
Well, Bob,
we're talking about it, but is there?
Bob and the coaching staff. So
well, Matt Williams, yeah.
Pat Burrell's been taking it too. I'm sure JP Martinez is taking a stray here or there.
We're extending Matt Williams' lifetime contract.
Now that would be something.
Waving him on.
Come on home, Matt. That would have been something.
Am I too much of a cynic to say, was something going on in the clubhouse that prompted that?
Yeah, I think they love him in the clubhouse, personally. Now, Willen Marin, who called us about a half hour ago, he did bring up the situation in San Diego, which I think a lot of Giants fans that are tapped into baseball and they're paying attention, like, what did go wrong over there? Like, that is something where, you know, there's a lot of personalities, a lot of high-paid players, the Sotos of the world, the Tatises of the world, Machado, that pitching staff, right? Musgrove, Darvish, they had a lot of big names, big contracts there, and they underachieved. Now, having said that, in this first like season there, they did get all the way to the NLCS, and they did have a successful season. They got clapped against the Phillies, which there's no shame in that. The Phillies are a really good team, and they've been up there as World Series or NL contending favorites for some time now. But how it ended there, and then how it started here in San Francisco last year, I think a lot of people just said, you know what? Kind of some toxic players around them, and you know the management, the Farhan, the shadow there, and we'll see. So there was a clean slate, I think, with a lot of people with Bob Melvin to start the season. Would you agree with that? Did you come into the season, Joe, with a clean slate on Bob Melvin? Hey, before you answer that, that is the sounder. Be caller number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you will score tickets to the California Classic on Saturday. See the Heat take on the Spurs and the Warriors face the Lakers. And you can get more tickets at ChaseCenter.com. And if you miss this chance, don't worry. You'll have another chance in about 15 minutes. All right. Did you come into this season with a clean slate for Bo Mel, Joe Shasky?
No. Like, clean slate?
Yeah.
I mean, no, because I have a brain. And, like, when stuff happens, like, you just file it away. No, you don't.
Well,
get it.
The Farhan Zaidi last year. There was so much stuff baked into it. You know, his hands are tied. I don't know if he was really calling the shots there. You know what? Buster Posey's the boss now. I'm going to give everyone the old organization.
So nothing
a clean
mattered
slate
last year.
There were some positives. I thought Robbie Ray at times were positive. I thought Matt Chapman was a positive last year. There was some stuff to take away. Blake Snell at times, and then you know you didn't get anything.
I don't know. I just. Not that I'm going to hold him accountable for last year, but like, you don't start from scratch.
I don't think he had a lot to work with last year. I don't think he had a lot to work with.
I think that's a fair assessment, right? But also, certain guys really underperformed under his watch. Camilo Duvall being one of them, for example. Something happened there.
And he bounced back
now,
at some points this year,
it's
right?
It's on Camilo, and it's also on Bob. Like, there was clearly a disconnect, and they've somehow righted the ship. But to me, that's... Any accountable person who wants to be held accountable and wants to be credible, like, no, you don't just get a do-over. This is life, dude. I don't know. That's not how I operate.
Okay, nope. I asked the question because I think a lot of Giants fans felt that way, that they're heading into the season, you know, with no preconceived notions. There's no more Farhan. Buster's in charge. Buster has all the confidence in the world in Bob Melvin, has a lot of respect for the guy, and clearly so much so that he had the comments yesterday. And again, if you just missed any of this. Buster Posey picking up Bob Melvin's option through next season. And this is the quote from Buster. Quote, sometimes when you're going through a rough patch, there's a tendency to want to point the finger at the coaches. And if anybody deserves any blame from the top, it should be on me. It shouldn't be on our manager or coaching staff. I'm the one who sets the roster. So I felt like, with all those things considered, this was a good time for me to show my belief in Bob and his coaching staff. That last part's important because there's been a lot of heat on one Matt Williams as of late. And that's Bob's guy. He's been Bob's guy going back to Oakland, San Diego, and obviously here in San Francisco now.
I believe Halberg is his guy. Is that true, yeah. Sam? Yeah.
Yes. Sam's screening phones. He's getting the calls right now. Yes.
So I was contesting. What's up?
So Halberg was his guy, as in Buster. He really, like, pushed for him to be the first base coach?
I believe so. I guess they were, like, roommates or something back at Florida State.
Something like that. Oh, so that's Buster's guy, not Bob Melvin's guy, you were saying. Okay.
It was Buster's guy.
Got it. Well, I think for the longest time, it was Michael Dreddy, I think, was his first base coach back in the Oakland days.
Yeah, but they had Alyssa Knack in before with Kapler.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm going Bo Mel.
I know at the time they interviewed her for the head coaching job, which, I mean, just insane. And then...
Who knows? After this season shakes out, you might go back to the drawing board. You might pick her up. Who knows? We'll see. By the way,
she's in Arizona working for the Guardians. Her and Kai Correa. Kai Correa is actually on the team. She's working at the minor league facility right now. But neither here nor there. But they needed someone to coach first base because I believe she was pregnant at the time.
Your face when I just said that. Just you're down. You're broken right now. You're angry. You're mad. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be upset. I think the Giants, they're going to be okay. They're 45-41 right now. I know it feels like the sky is falling, Giants fans. You're right there. You're right where you want to be in the National League. You're not going to win the division. Sorry, spoiler alert, the Dodgers are winning the division. Yeah, it sucks. It would have been nice, but you're not going to. That's okay. That was the expectation this year for Giants fans. What was it? What was the expectation for you, Joe?
To still be in the playoff hunt come
there you are.
All-Star break.
And that's what you're going to be in. That's what you're going to be in the playoff hunt come All-Star break. I mean, you are.
You get swept by Arizona. You lose 2 or 3 to the A's. You got the Phillies and the Dodgers. Like, this could get ugly.
We'll see. They actually have
out of optimism. I'm running out of optimism.
Sneakily have a decent record against teams over 500. So against the Phillies and Dodgers, like, I'm not, that might sound insane, I'm not as concerned.
No, they should just dress up as the AL Central and they'll come in and destroy us.
Or some White Sox jerseys. As the Dodgers.
Everyone
have
wants to be the White Sox now.
Right? I'd rather be the White Sox. Bob Melvin, what does picking up the option mean for you and the coaching staff?
When you talk about the heat and everything, there are certain things I read, there are certain things I don't. I try not to get affected. I'm not on social media. So I guess I understand where that comes from. But if anybody sees the work that this guy puts in and how our guys respond to him as, you know, running our hitting unit, he's been through it before. He's played. He understands these difficult times, and they never feel anything that but support from him. So he's a good hitting coach. All three of our guys work very well together. Obviously going through a difficult time right now, but they're doing the best they can with it. And, you know, I think something Buster said, too, is players got to step up offensively as well. But they're supported by the hitting coaches, that's for sure.
That was Bob Melvin pregame yesterday reacting to his option getting picked up by Buster Posey. So he's got all the faith in the world in his coaching staff, Joe. Pat Burrell, Matt Williams.
I don't understand why they picked it up. No one was opining for it. I just don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I thought it was unnecessary. I mean, we were literally crushing Jed York for giving it to Shanahan. Shanahan went to a Super Bowl, and then they gave it to him.
I didn't even
after
know
a 6-10 season.
I didn't even know this was on the table, kind of a thing. Again, we go back to like contracts and like players' contracts. We're all very well aware of whether it's a team option, a player option, a restricted free agent,
Draymond
an unrestricted
Green
free agent.
Has the player option.
Exactly. Like we talk about it all the time, but when it comes to coaching, like we rarely do discuss it. And I think something only like Steiny brings up when it comes to like Steve Kerr, because of course Steiny, yes, know all the contracts all the time.
Well, when Joe Lacob's texting you,
well, that helps. That helps, Joey Lightyear's baby. But I'll say this with Buster Posey, as we were talking about the comments he made, and he's saying it starts with me. I'm trying to put these guys in positions to succeed. That's what a leader sounds like. Uh-huh. And I appreciate that accountability. We were talking about on the call yesterday, you know, like the way he speaks, you know who it reminds me of actually?
Ooh.
Not with the same level of like emotion, but just, I just love listening to him talk. It's kind of, he kind of got a Bob Myers in him a little bit, Buster Posey.
It's interesting.
A little bit. Like when you heard this comment, I'm going to say it again one more time. This is Buster's comments on Bo Mel yesterday before the game. This is via Shayna Rubin. Quote, sometimes when you're going through a rough patch, there's a tendency to want to point the finger at the coaches. And if anybody deserves any blame from the top, it should be on me. It shouldn't be on our manager or coaching staff. That's if you told me Bob Myers said that a couple years ago,
it does sound like
it sounds like Bob.
Yeah.
Which, and we appreciated that. And he would come on and say those same things. Buster Posey comes on, says those same things. I didn't hear that a lot from Farhan. I heard a lot of blaming from Farhan a lot, too. Now, there were some times when he said, you know what, maybe that was something, some accountability, sure, from Farhan. But I felt like whenever I heard him talk, it's like, yeah, you know, they're just not producing at the plate. We're just not, it's just like, that's a lot of blaming. Like, you're the guy that brought these guys in, and you're saying, well, it's their fault.
Well, I think also Buster's in his first full year.
Yes.
So, you know, you inherit a lot of stuff that's already set in place. Like, you inherit Logan Webb. That's a great thing. You also inherit, you know, the Jung Hoo Lee contract. Not a great thing. So there's a lot of give and take here.
You inherit Bob Melvin.
Yeah. You inherit Mike Yastrzemski. Now, you had an option whether to bring that guy back, and your options weren't great. And, of course, Buster likes a Yaz player, but, like, they need to move beyond Yaz. It's just...
Well, he's a teammate with him. Of course. There's a level of that.
Go, dude. It's not that he's not a solid player. He is a solid player. He's just got to go. Like, is anyone opining for Austin Slater? When he finally left, he's been on two different teams since leaving. One cares.
Austin Slater's making some plays against the Giants as a White Sox. I'll say that.
Of course he is. Yeah, but if you have Austin Slater in the lineup, you never get a chance to see Elliot Ramos, who's been a better baseball player the last year and a half.
He has. He's also been struggling as of late.
No doubt, but who's been a better baseball player the last year and a half?
Yeah, be Elliot Ramos.
By far, right?
So he's an all-star.
At some point, we've got to move off some of these guys blocking spots and open them up for the young guys. Like right now, you have a plethora of young guys in minor leagues in the outfield. Just like find one, stick with it. Let's go.
Is this the first Buster move that's leaving you scratching your head, Joe? That's like, I'm not sure about this.
No, this one seems more to, and I'm cynical on this. So like to me, it feels more like, there you go, Bob. Like we'll take the heat off you for right now, but it means absolutely nothing in terms of employment security for next year.
Well, I agree with that, too. I think a lot of people say, oh, well, Bob Melvin, he's just going to be... People are like going nuts, like, oh, my God, this team's struggling right now, and you're keeping the guy that's at the helm. I don't know. Well, they could easily fire him at the end of the year and just, like, eat his next year contract.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
It means nothing to me. It
means absolutely nothing. Now, who would you replace him with? That's another question. I'm not sure. I know there's a guy out in Texas a lot of Giants fans would want. This conversation maybe for another time, as the Rangers still have a puncher's chance in the American League. Because their wild card.
Let me throw another name at you.
What's another name?
Well, like, so let's see what happens with Aaron Boone in the Yankees. I would love Aaron Boone.
Oh, interesting.
See, Aaron Boone's fiery. I think he's exactly what the doctor ordered.
He's been to a World Series.
Now, look, he's got a lot of stuff, too. I mean, he's had a lot of missteps.
He's got the most ejections, I think, under current managers.
I just like him. I like
him
a lot.
You're shaking your head, Sammy.
I think Aaron Boone is just a guy who likes to run on the field and yell. I'm not buying him. I think he's got a great, talented roster, and he botches it by every single year in
the
playoffs.
They've lost how many pitchers the last 3 years?
They've lost their Cy Young, Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I think he's done a pretty good job. Yes, they have an unbelievable payroll, and they have an unbelievable amount of talent. I will not deny that.
There's something to be said about a Yankee manager not winning the whole thing and sticking around as long as he's stuck around as manager. How long is
he? He's a fighter.
How long is he? He's been there for 7 years?
Yeah, he's a fighter.
It's honestly, by Yankee standards, without a title, that's actually kind of crazy.
It is. It is. I liked him as a player, too. Obviously, he had that faith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Famous home run with the Yankees walking off in Game 7.
They're not exactly the Steelers.
They're not. Steelers are doing very un-Steeler. We talked about that yesterday. The Steelers are doing very un-Steeler-like things right now in regards to their management. And this might be Mike Tomlin's first year. We always say this. I think this is Mike Tomlin's last year. For sure, if they don't get it done. And I think this has dumpster fire written all over it when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf. They made the big trade for Jalen Ramsey, who I think is cooked. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. And now TJ Watt's holding out. Hey, should you be sniffing around TJ Watt, by the way?
Oh, I'd be all over it.
Could the Niners somehow?
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Can they finagle that somehow?
Yeah, bring him in.
Can you imagine, real quick?
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk and a couple firsts for.
Yeah, which sounds like stop. That's like a fantasy
game. What do you mean?
They're not doing that, but I hear you. But let's play the fantasy game. Like, just TJ Watt and Nick Bosa together. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm getting excited just thinking about it, actually. I am. Can you imagine? No, seriously. Imagine that. Be the greatest tight end.
I'm trying to come up with
the greatest tandem
at
that position.
Like, are they the White Wall? Like, what are they?
Oh, the Great White North? Well, that'd be the AFC North, though. Yeah, that doesn't work. West? The Wild White West? No, that sounds racist. I don't like that. No. I don't know.
They need something.
The Giants
love to get them.
The Giants need something right now. Could they get TJ Watt? Maybe he could actually do something at the plate. No, seriously.
I don't know. Watching Joe Burrow throw a baseball the other day, I'm pretty much convinced that, I mean, some of you poor guys never grew up playing
ball. You know what? I'm going to have Joe Burrow's back here. He might be good at the plate. Chris Davis, with the K, the A's Chris Davis, he can hit the ball, can throw it with a lick, but he can hit it, Joe. That's all I needed from him. Right? You're scoffing at me. He was one of the best hitters in baseball. Great power hitters. Guy was a baller. If you had him in fantasy, you knew what you were getting.
If you were to put together one of the worst defensive...
I'll let you finish that thought in a second. There's the sounder. Again, be caller number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you will score tickets to the California Classic on Sunday. 415-523-4652. Be caller number 5. See the Heat take on the Lakers and the Warriors face the Spurs. And you can get more tickets at ChaseCenter.com. So there you go. All right. I love that.
You know when they do that thing in like the NFL where they're like, build the ultimate quarterback. And it'll be like the brain of Peyton Manning, the arm of Patrick Mahomes, the legs of Lamar Jackson.
Or the feet of Tom Brady.
So if I was building the worst outfield baseball player of all time.
Oh, I love this game.
If I was doing that, it would be Davis's arm. Okay.
Aubrey Huff's legs.
Aubrey Huff's range.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It would be Jose Canseco's head. All right. Yes, yes. With Manny Ramirez's IQ when he cut off the ball from Johnny Damon in center field, which made no sense
whatsoever.
It's one
of the all-time Manny being Manny moments.
Okay.
So good.
I would have Glenn Allen Hill's glove, right? Because he used to drop balls, and then he would stare into the glove, and my dad would yell, "It's the tool, not the plumber." Like joking around at him.
That's a pretty good lineup of just ineptitude in the outfield.
Like, what else would you have there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm trying to think. No,
Terrence Long's ability to call people off on a ball.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think because the Giants have had so many different revolving doors of outfielders that have just been so poor out there. Like hell, even last year when Jung Hoo Lee like ran into the wall.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, oh my God, dude.
If you were building the worst defensive player, if I was building an infielder, like a defensive infielder who was like one of the worst, it would be like what, Chuck Knobloch's arm? What would it be?
Just wait. Well, might be Rafi Devers right now.
Well, right now, Rafi Devers.
Rafi Devers on the base pass.
We will see.
Might be the worst runner I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Wilmer at third base. Oof. He played third yesterday.
I know.
That's how down bad we are. Yeah. We're down so bad, we miss Christian Koss's bat.
IL, tough. Dude, Schmidt, this is how down bad the Giants are. They're missing Casey Schmidt and Christian Koss right now. And I love Casey Schmidt. You shouldn't be missing him this badly.
I mean, I don't even know if he's good. And I love him.
That's what I'm saying.
I
don't even know. You don't even know. 888-957-9570.
Second base, center field, right field, catcher.
Joe, just think about where we were. Just a few weeks ago, you made the Devers move, and we had Dave Fleming coming on here, and he's going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah, which I'm pissed off that you booked him for Thursday.
You hate to see it. Go enjoy your trip, by the way. He called this team World Series contenders.
Sam.
He called them World Series contenders, Joey. Dave Fleming saying that, your boy. He texts on the side. I know you guys are homies. You guys golf all the time. You're best friends. I get it. He said these are World Series contenders.
Yeah, we might have to. I'm going to have to back that truck up a little.
You think if I asked him that same thing tomorrow, he'd...
Oh, I think his expectations might be one thing, but I don't think it's World Series, no.
You think it's after a couple weeks?
It's another W word. Wild card.
Okay. Are we just completely off the division now when it comes to the NL West?
Joe, let me just
I'm
read
just asking you.
Can I just read you? This is their lineup. Okay. I want you to pick up the Giants batting averages currently. If you just look. Now, Devers did most of his dirt in Boston, so just take him off the board. Ramos's 272 is the high watermark for the everyday players in terms of batting average. 244 for Yaz. 178 for Matos. 260 for Dom Smith. Flores down to 244 now. Johnson, 172. Adames, 211. Bailey, 193. Fitzgerald, 234. Now listen to the Dodgers. Their top eight guys. Otani, 287. Pajes, 294. Hernandez, low watermark, 263. Muncy, 260. Freeman, 308. Betts, 249. Worst of his career. And then Will Smith batting 320.
I mean, we knew that, though. The Dodgers are the Dodgers.
That's what you're going up against right now.
They're an offensive juggernaut. They're one of the best teams we've seen in the last two decades.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm happy.
No, but we knew that heading into the season. And I'm telling you right now, it's July 2nd, and you're a game and a half out of the wild card spot. So, like, I understand, like, this, it feels like the sky is falling, but it's not. You right this ship, get to the All-Star break, and we'll figure out things after that, Joe. There might be a scenario in which you're sellers. I think it's going to be more of, like, what it's been the last couple seasons, which sucks, which is you're probably going to stand pat and really not do a whole hell of a lot. Not going to do a lot of additions if you do. It's going to be more fringe players, maybe, or depth pieces, maybe a bullpen arm. Maybe a starting pitcher, maybe, but it'd be more like a long man slash fifth or sixth kind of starter, if you will. So I hear you, and I see the frustration on your face, and you want to be happy heading into the 4th of July, and I'm telling you, it's not the end of the world. But this start tonight for Landon Roop is a massive one.
Joe, right now, there are three teams atop the division. Those are going to be in the automatic playoff spots. Then you get the three wild cards. Mets, Brewers, they're not going away.
No.
All right, Cardinals, I'm still skeptical, but they sure are very optimistic. Okay,
we'll see. They've lost two in a row.
Those are your three teams, right? Right now, that are wild card teams. Then you have Padres, Giants, Reds, D-backs.
Yep.
Now we've got an up close look at the D-backs. They don't even have Corbin Carroll.
No.
And they're out Corbin Burns for the whole year.
They do have Ketel Marte, who was sick. He is so good.
He really hasn't done anything in this series. I mean,
not in this series.
I agree. He's been red hot.
296 this year. He's been unbelievable.
So, like, yeah, you're still in it, and there's no doubt, like, you're four games above, but you can't feel confident. If you get four games swept by the D-backs, they jump you in the wild card standings. You drop down below the Reds, and now you have to hop four teams.
Again, what concerned me the most yesterday, and you can go Birdsong, it's just the bats right now going up against the guy that damn near had a 6 ERA in Zach Gallen. Like, that just can't happen. Zach Gallen, in no way, shape, or form, has been good this year. In fact, he's been awful. And he looked like a Cy Young candidate yesterday. He had 10 strikeouts. He hasn't done that all season long. He just got shelled against the White Sox, who is the worst team in the American League. A team, by the way, that just beat you two out of the three games.
And then what do the Dodgers do against them
What they do, Joe? Tell me.
They kicked the crap out of them. It was 5-1 before I even blinked.
That's what good teams do. That's what good teams do.
And their guy has 30 home runs at the All-Star break, and we haven't had a 30-home run guy for 21 years. I am rooting against the Giants.
No, you're not doing that. No. But you might be rooting against Bob Melvin towards the end of the year if you want to shake things up. I'm not saying you're doing that right now, but if the way the things are going for the Orange and Black...
Does he inspire confidence in you?
Well, you know how I feel about Bob Melvin.
No, how do you feel?
He's a guy that can get you to the playoffs. He's not going to be the guy that gets you to the World Series. He's just not. He's not going to win you the big one.
So he's a bridge coach?
He is, which, honestly, it's not the worst thing for the Giants right now. Like, can you get me to the playoffs? That'd be great. I would love that. The problem is, I don't know if he could do that this year. And if he can't do that this year, then maybe you do make a change, which why I found the timing of all of this very interesting when it came to Buster Posey picking up his option. We got the Genie of the Lamp coming up in 6 minutes. It's the mystery guest segment. I wonder who it is. Shasky doesn't know. I don't know.
Save us, Genie.
Sam knows. Carter, save us with the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Giants fans, they need some good news. And we got a little regarding Matt Chapman. He was able to take batting practice in the cage this week and is continuing to increase his baseball activity as he works his way back from a right-hand sprain. There is optimism that Chapman could be good to go when the Giants return home to face the Phillies next week. The injury report was brought to you by Boxman Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Genie of the Lamp is next. That means it's a mystery guest. We don't know who it is, and we're going to find out. It could be basketball related, it could be baseball related. Hell, it could be food related. You never know. Maybe we'll have some food related stuff in the 9 o'clock hour as well, as 4th of July is approaching. We have this or that coming up as well. Plus, Dame Lillard going to be a free agent. Could the Warriors have interest next season? There's some people speculating that could be the case. That's what's coming up next. And again, it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.